medicine specialist. Tonight, we have Larry Flint and Rabbi Shmuley Botach in here. The rabbi's been in here 18 out of the last 14 days. I just did the math. This is his third appearance in about 2.5, 3 months, I believe.
It's because you've been collecting phlegm and you're just looking for some way to exit it by using my name.
I told the rabbi that I drank a half gallon of chocolate milk on the ride in so I could pronounce his last name correctly. It is both. Larry Flint, of course, you know, he stops by the show fairly regularly himself, and Larry asked me if I was getting my subscription to Busty, and I am. Thank you, Larry. And I have to say, it's really like Christmas once a month when that Busty issue comes to the door, because it's in a plain brown wrapper, and it says, I think it's like Flint Publications or something. It just says...
It probably says LFP.
LFP, right. So it doesn't say Larry Flint on it. So I see this brown wrapper, LFP.
So it sits in your kitchen for a week?
Yeah, it can. Yeah, it's like, I think it's a Montgomery Ward's catalog or something. It doesn't look too good. LFP, what are they...
You know, we used to put either Hustler or my name on it. And you know what would happen? Nobody would ever get their subscription.
Right.
Somebody will compensate. Somebody in the post office.
Sure. Right.
Now it's pow. It's Christmas all of a sudden.
Right. Oh, man. It is snowing in my hamper. There's nuts roasting on an open fire. It's great. And you know, I talked to Larry's lovely wife, who's here tonight, the other day on the phone, trying to work out something for the man show, actually. And she told me about a casino that Larry's going to be opening in Gardena, right?
Yeah.
Where gambling, or at least certain forms of retarded gambling, are legal, because it only makes sense. And you've taken over, was it the El Dorado or the Horseshoe?
Well, no, it used to be the old El Dorado Club, but I built a totally new structure. This is going to be the by far the most exotic casino in California.
So you took it down to the ground and built the Hustler or the Hustler?
Oh, it's called the Hustler Club.
And when's that open?
It will be open in the next 3 or 4 weeks. You'll get an invitation.
And what are the, and then we'll get into the rabbi and the debate, which is going on tomorrow night at the Wilshire Theater and all that. But what are the parameters of the gambling in Gardena? Because I know they have legal gambling there, but it's only certain forms of gambling, right?
You've got your basic poker games and all your Asian games, like cocktail, poker, but it's primarily a card club. We have basically, we've got the blackjack type games to it. It incorporates all the Vegas games with the exception of the slots and the craps.
Do you bet against other players, though, not the house? Is that the stipulation?
Yeah.
And that makes it okay?
Yeah, that's the legal requirement.
Yeah. But see, gambling on football is not legal, and
lottery
pools aren't
lottery.
Legal. Lottery, that's a very safe and effective. That is a smart man's gambler, gambling. That it's either the Kentucky Derby or the lottery. Here's my gambling. I'd like to know what percentage of lottery tickets are bought by people in slippers. That would be the lottery that I would put into action when I got into government, you know, retards. All right, go ahead, Rabbi. Oh, that's the longest you ever went in your life without talking, by the way. His previous record was 6 months to 9 months. That was his longest stint, but it was just eclipsed now here.
Well, like I said, we started the gambling thing in the synagogue as well. You know, Saturday morning, try to get new congregants in.
I smell a joke.
I hope it smells good. I hope it doesn't reek.
I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes tonight, but there's a black tribe that claims to be Jewish in Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
No, but I've heard of this. Yeah. I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys need more trouble. All right.
That's not the lost tribe.
So let's talk about what's going on tomorrow night. First off, I was asked sort of to do the moderating on it, but then they
we knew you'd bring a very serious kind of posture to the whole debate. We knew that
right. You wanted a professionalism,
exactly,
and
the journalistic credibility.
They found somebody apparently knew what they were doing who was willing to do it. So that's tomorrow night. Now it's at 7:30, right? It's at the Wilshire Theater.
Yeah, it's a debate on pornography, sexuality, and the internet. Myself versus Larry Flint. Larry and I met on a Fox television show, the Judith Regan Show.
Oh,
and,
right.
That
dried up douchebag. That old douchebag can kiss my ass. I hate her.
She's my publisher.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Tell that old douchebag to kiss my hairy ass. Play this tape for her, by the way. Play this tape for that old douchebag.
I will faithfully convey your words, Adam.
Let me tell you something. We had a meeting with that Judith Regan. We'll get to this. She was riding high off the Howard Stern book. We had a meeting because we wrote a book as well. And it was about 2.5-3 years ago. We sat in the lobby of a ritzy hotel for about an hour while that old prune put her makeup on. Then she meandered out, didn't apologize for being late, and explained to us why no one wanted to buy her book, that we should do a book on chivalry because that was her son's idea. And let me tell you something, you old douchebag. Kiss my ass. I got 2 TV shows and a national radio show, and I don't know what the hell you're doing except for the Rabbi's Cookbook.
Brought together, Larry.
Oh, please. And I've never seen that show of hers because I don't believe it airs anywhere but her living room.
What? She done a purposeful thing.
Play her this tape, please.
Right. I will play the tape. But she did bring me and Larry together, and I enjoyed my debate with Larry on TV very much. I'll get into that a bit more later, but I asked him then, as we left the green room, whether we could debate this in New York, and he said, let's do it in Los Angeles, which is more convenient, and since I have family here, why not? Larry has very clearly...
He's been living in Los Angeles to continue to do our radio
show. That's right. I haven't left the studio, actually. My sleeping bag is just behind me.
Yeah, he pitched a tent right in Lycus's office, and he hasn't been out of the building.
I got my matzah for Passover almost set. Matzah and water. Who else?
What is that? What is that when you hide the matzah? Is that just from the fat kids, or does everyone look for that matzah?
That's the deal that the kids do. And you can't finish a Seder unless you get the matzah back.
So talk about that.
Negotiate with their parents to get, like, a present. I've been cleaned out. I've mortared the house.
Makes your Santeria look almost sane, doesn't it? That crazy Judaism.
But all Larry, right, so, when he walked in today, said to me, "There's not going to be a debate tomorrow." He said that he's conceding the point and he's converting to Judaism. That's what you said to me, right?
So what?
No.
I told him,
confessing all my sins.
Well, with us, it's a lot more painful than confession, Larry.
Yeah, I know.
Larry needs one of those religions where he can repent at the very last hour. Though, and the Judaism's not going to work for that. He needs something where he can... Larry, if I were you, I'd keep a priest with me just in case there was trouble. You can just go ahead. Now, isn't that the way it works, Drew? Just the last minute you find...
You've got clergy here. Why'd you ask him?
Well, he's a Jew. He doesn't know. Larry knows.
The greatest statement I ever heard on religion is when W.C. Fields was in the hospital dying, somebody went in his hospital and he was reading the Bible. They said, Fields, we did know you were religious. He just... I'm just looking for a loophole.
All right, so tomorrow night, now how much are the tickets, everybody?
They're $150.
Are you kind of messing me?
I'm kidding. No, the tickets are $15 and $10 to students. But I actually wanted to offer...
What an answer.
I actually wanted to offer like 100 free tickets tonight to the listeners of Loveline.
Oh, nice.
My deep respect, and maybe I can speak on Larry's behalf as well, our mutual respect for Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. So we wanted you guys to have like your representatives there, your groupies.
Great.
The Love Line crowd.
So how do you want to do that? Whoever calls.
Well, I'll give you. To get tickets, you can call a number. It's 310-441-9361. That's 310-441-9361. And
like the first 100 will be free.
Yeah, we'll give them free. There's 1,500 people coming. We already have 1,000 coming, and it's a big debate. Newsweek's going to be there, and USA Today, and we have a big pinup of Adam Carolla that's going to be there as well. Sort of like a moderator with a passive kind of moderator.
Thank you. Who is going to moderate that? Someone from the Los Angeles Times?
Yeah, Robert Sherry, professor of UCLA, and he's been a columnist for the LA Times for several years. He's
Yeah, sounds boring. All right.
Well, he's most famous for doing
Did he do book reviews?
The Jimmy Carter Lust in My Heart Playboy interview.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But he's Robert, in many ways, is more political than even you guys are. So I thought, when they ran his name by me, I wouldn't care. Adam, even if you wanted to moderate, it wouldn't matter to me. But, there were other people involved in it, but I didn't have a problem with Robert because he, I think he understands the politics of sex. That's something that a lot of people are not able to really grasp.
What about people peeing on each other in your magazine, Larry? What's up with that?
We're going to discuss that tomorrow, too.
Are you going to bring that up? The politics of urination?
About 4 years ago, one of our photographers was out in the desert with some models doing a shoot. And a girl squatted down by the side of the Jeep just to relieve herself during a break. And somehow the shoot got in the mix, okay? So I come across a photo editing desk, and we just thought it was kind of cute, you know, what she was doing.
Right.
It wasn't vulgar in a sense. It seemed like a perfectly natural thing. But we ran that shot in the magazine, and we got more letters than anything we got in the last 15 years from people saying, hey, that was great. Give us more of that. Show us more of that. So, look, I don't know what the fascination is. I don't want nobody peeing on me. I'm not interested in peeing on anybody myself. But apparently that touched a chord with guys.
Fantastic.
So interesting. Well, these are all the kinds of issues that that we're going to discuss tomorrow. One of the things I enjoyed in that Fox TV debate was that there were four of us. Me and Larry were two of the four, and we were on opposite sides, obviously. And no matter what people slung at him, and I don't get personal in debates. I like debating the issues. Larry was calm like the Buddha. He never responded personally, and he stuck to the issues, and I felt that we could have a really intelligent debate about what is one of the most important subjects in the world today, and that is 40% of the Internet is used for adult material and pornography.
Right.
Now, when you consider that the Internet is one of the...
That's alarmingly low. I agree with you. I'd like to see that move up to the 65 to 70 range in the next few years. I agree.
Well, maybe Loveline can do its part.
Well, we're trying.
It's when you consider that the Internet is one of the great technological innovations of the past two decades and of the 20th century, you have to just look at the fact that when so much of it is being fueled, driven by adult content, and some even argue that adult content is responsible for the spread of this technology, as they argue with videotape and everything else, then this is a serious subject that has to be debated because it's very difficult to censor. Should we censor, et cetera? Anyone who has a Yahoo account or a Hotmail account will know. As soon as you get online, get one of those accounts, you see all those free things that come. I'm 18, and I can't wait to meet you. Come to my site. And
one thing I would like to say about the Internet, because it infuriates me that this never gets addressed in the very few debates that you see. But guys like the Reverend Falwell, who I've debated on numerous occasions, but, you know, people of his ilk, you know, they are so quick to criticize the Internet, and they never bother bringing up the fact that there are over a dozen different browsing mechanisms that will enable you to control the content that's available for your children. Because, you see, the religious right realizes that they've lost this argument that consenting adults don't have the right to view whatever they want to in the privacy of their own home. So now what they're trying to do is muddy the water by saying, but look at the children. Well, we all know you can't limit adult reading habits to what's fit for children, and you'll have nothing left but Alice in Wonderland and Little Red Riding Hood.
Right.
But that never, they missed that point.
All right. Rabbi? No, I don't want a response out of you. We're going to the phone. Herman?
Yeah?
Save some for the show tomorrow night.
Huh?
Herman, you're 15. What's up?
Not much. I was just wondering, when you lose your virginity, do you have to come inside the girl? Do you have to come? Or
no, it's just considered penetration.
Okay.
And in fact, I think our criticism may be pertinent to you guys, I don't know, but the whole notion of what young people sort of conjure up as their idea of virginity is sort of determined individually, sort of randomly, too. We have lots of callers that call in and say, well, I'm having anal sex with my boyfriend, and I don't want to, he wants to go all the way with me.
Right.
Wait a minute.
She's saving herself for marriage.
Yeah, we get a lot of that. And or they're engaged in oral sex. Or things that sort of used to come long after genital intercourse are now considered things you do in order to preserve virginity. And I think the notion of virginity really was, although it originally was an economic issue, was in modern times meant to mean chastity.
Yeah.
An issue. And that is something that people do need to determine for themselves.
Right.
But in terms of one point on the graph we can all point at is penetration. Right. And that's that. If you've done that, everyone would agree you're no longer free.
Okay. All right. So, but Herman, you're not a hermit. You're not a virgin when you enter somebody. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
All right.
It's interesting that men ask these questions and seem interested in preserving their virginity. I mean, when did that come about?
No, they're building an argument. Say. They're building a case.
I don't think Herman is interested in preserving that. Herman.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You're not interested in preserving your virginity, are you?
Not anymore.
He wants to get rid of it as fast as possible, or B, argue it out of somebody else.
Because it happened 2 days ago, and I was just wondering, like...
Which friends you should call?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I see. What did you tell his friends when he calls them?
I see. Yeah. All right, so you're no longer a virgin, Herman.
Okay.
All right.
But I will say that the most asked question that I get in lectures about relationships is when people ask me how they can reclaim their virginity, and what they mean is in a mental state. How could they sort of love someone as if it were the first time?
You don't get that from men very often. Get that from a lot of women.
Well, even from the men, they're also sort of haunted with a lot of images of ghosts past, and they feel that they just want to let go and not immediately compare their new girlfriends to their previous girlfriends. That becomes very difficult when subjective love becomes objective evaluation.
Yeah,
and you can fall in love.
You have to hit them on the head with a coconut, right? Is that the only way to erase those memories?
That's exactly the advice I get.
It's the Gilligan's Island technique.
Larry, how's the penis pump working out? We talked about that last time you were in here.
Hey, you know the guy that did it for me. Many, many years ago, I just bumped into him the other day, and he said, look, he says some of the leading urologists are going to be out here on the coast, and he says, we have made some phenomenal advances.
He wants to redo you.
Since I did your...
Yeah, they really have. Now it's all self-contained.
Mine's self-contained, too.
You have a bladder, I thought, you find.
No. Planted inside the scrotum is a little button about the size of a pea, and you just simply mash down on that, and when you mash that, there's a pump that's inside your stomach that inflates your penis.
And the last time I looked at it, now they're all self-contained. You actually squeeze the tip and the thing goes up.
But Larry, what if you get in a car funny and you're sitting on your nuts and the pump kicks in and your penis starts pushing through, you know, your pants and out the sunroof? Couldn't that happen?
It happens in real life.
It sounds like a serious dilemma.
It is.
Much of our mental energy.
Many urologists have been struggling with trying to make this more like the natural fact, and so there's the math class effect, the history class effect.
Right. The sweatpants.
Sweatpants effect. Absolutely.
So I'm telling you, here's if I was a urologist, I wanted to restore someone's erection dysfunction, here's what I do. Forget about surgery. Forget about drugs. Put them in a pair of sweatpants and send them back to junior high. The penis will respond immediately. Ring a bell. Have a bunch of 14-year-old girls walk by with peachy folders. I know they immediately achieve an erection. But so, Larry, how does the pump work, though? Is it electronic?
No.
What is the button activate?
You have implanted in a lower part of your stomach, which is what, when you press that little device, implanted in the lower part of your stomach is a valve with fluid in it that opens and closes to fill to fill the penis. And you will actually stay erect as long as you want to. Right. That erection never goes away. Until you press a pump to release it.
So why, if it ain't broke, then don't fix it, right?
I mean, he just said you wouldn't believe the advances we've made, and he said, I think you'd like to hear about them, and you want me to give you a call? I said, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when Viagra came out.
Rabbi, you have on the sponsor for your yarmulke, I've heard. Is that true? You just
my beard.
Squeeze the end,
my beard.
Pull on your beard, the yarmulke in place, like a raft. All right, what were you saying?
When Viagra came out, a priest debated me about it, and he was saying it was a very bad thing.
Hmm.
He was saying that, you know, the beauty of old age is that you're released from the desires of the flesh, and now you can contemplate love of God and things like that. Now, because I'm opposed to pornography doesn't mean I'm opposed to sex. Sex is a beautiful thing, and one of the things I'm going to argue tomorrow, by the way, and I'll save it till tomorrow, but is that I think Larry really is a closet romantic, because if you read his book, you'll see why, but you'll have to read the book. But I said to this priest, I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think it's a valid point. But I said to this priest, I assume, therefore, you're also opposed to dentures. You know, thank God when you get to a certain age, your teeth go and you can eat applesauce and not be consumed with the pleasures of the steak, and now you can contemplate and love God. Sex is important every stage in life. And Judaism is seen as one of the most important aspects of marriage, and that when you don't have sex with each other, it's a functional termination of the marriage, when you consciously desist from it. So, I mean, what Larry is saying is not, it's a serious subject, and it's beautiful that he's able to have that within his marriage.
Christian should have known not to argue with a Jew. Larry, you're starting off in a hole arguing with a Jewish man, and this the rabbi here is like a Jewish auctioneer. Why don't more Jews get into the auctioning world? They love to talk. They talk fast. It's not right. Physical labor.
Why should we get into auctioning? We can make billions on the stock market.
My attorney is a Jew. I never want an argument with him. My doctor is a Jew. I never want an argument.
I know
with him.
You can't.
I never
argue.
Want an argument with a Jew in my life.
He says that. But I came in a jalopy and he came in a Rolls Royce. So who won the argument?
It's a leaf.
No food or bagel served at the livestock farm.
Okay, Drew, please. Carrie, how dare you?
Well, she's the one that brought up the fact that Jewish traditions tend to be, instead of around alcohol, around food.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Judaism is a very sensual religion, and food is a part of that.
Carrie?
Because drink numbs your senses.
Hi.
What's up there, sweet pea? You're 16.
Yes. Okay, every female I know who's had anal sex does it afterwards. They fart a lot, and I was wondering if that could be prevented if a condom was used.
You know, I love this show. These are the typical questions I get from, you know, my congregants, you know?
Sure. You leave the condom in, you got a nice fart balloon. People think your ass has an idea. I don't think the condom is going to affect that.
No,
much.
I don't think so either. I think you're just irritating the area there no matter how you cloak it.
I don't know if that...
those problems?
What?
You still get those problems?
It's not something that's... you get all kinds of problems down there if you're not careful, and it's irritated. So that's what stimulates the gas relief.
Carrie, how many of your friends are engaging in the cornholing?
And why? Yeah, and why?
Well, I know a few that have tried it, and they all said the same thing.
But why were they doing that? Did you guys convince them into it?
Just experimenting, I think.
Experimenting.
All right. Where was all the young Einsteins when I was in high school? That's my question. No, almost no experimentation going on. The experiment was how they could wiggle out of a date with me. That was the kind of experimentation that was going on. Oh, I want to kill myself and come back as a junior in high school. That is my plan. Oral sex going on all over the place. Anal sex to keep hold of the virginity. It is a great time we're living in. People peeing next to Jeeps. It's a real utopia we're in.
Well, where's the love?
Oh.
I knew you were going to call me a party pooper on that one.
All right.
I
wonder about we're going to break.
Maybe we'll get back. We can read the next call. But issues of degradation and how that figures into this. Either of your points of view on it.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll speak to 18-year-old Christopher. Heard that if he drinks an Easter egg dye, he can change the color of his semen. We'll find out after this.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, hi, can I take your order?
Yeah, I'd like a super burger with extra ketchup.
Extra ketchup?
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when you're putting the ketchup on, just put a little more on.
Oh, now you're calling me a little moron?
No.
Listen, just because I didn't go to Dunwoody Institute like some of my friends who now have interesting careers and high-paying jobs, that doesn't give you the right to call me...
If you want the kind of skills that employers are looking for, Dunwoody Institute is the place for you. With programs in fields like computer networking, engineering drafting, and machine tool and die, learn the skills that will put you in demand.
Just be a little looser with the ketchup, okay?
Well, now I'm a loser?
No.
Because I've chosen to provide nourishment to my fellow man instead of learning a high-demand skill at Dunwoody.
Excuse me.
Well, you just don't let up, do you?
All right, you know what?
Fine.
Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
Have a nice day.
The time has finally arrived. The time you've been waiting for. Now is your chance to be the professional you are and earn the income that is worthy of your diligent efforts. OSI has been a leader in accounts receivable management for years, and they know that the best way to grow their business is to hire and retain the best people, and that means you. OSI's exciting employee appreciation programs and outstanding work environment makes OSI a great place to begin or continue your career as a collection supervisor, skip tracer, or as a collector. Work for a company where your contributions will be appreciated and rewarded. OSI offers a paid training program, outstanding benefits and 401k options, tuition reimbursement, paid time off, a professional business casual dress environment, and best of all, a career you can be proud of. OSI has openings for both entry-level and supervisory positions. For immediate consideration, contact Human Resources at OSI at 651-634-5539 or fax in your resume at 651-634-5538.
At Spence Diamonds, we've never tried to be all things to all people. From the beginning, we've stayed true to our focus of dealing in one product only, diamonds. I'm Doug Spence, and at our Roseville or Bloomington showroom, you won't find colored gems, watches, or porcelain figurines of old sea captains. Spence Diamonds specializes in diamonds so that we can focus all our attention on being the best in the diamond business. As specialists, we import rough diamonds directly from our overseas office in the diamond capital, Antwerp, Belgium. Then, at Spence Diamonds, we cut and polish the diamonds to exacting proportions. This means Spence Diamonds can provide you with the very best in quality and value. For your engagement ring or anniversary diamond, visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington and shop with confidence at the diamond specialists.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Time now for the weekly planner. The great Volkswagen deals are at Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen. Join Brian Alt and the VW Cruiser this Saturday from noon till 2 at Westside Volkswagen on Cedar Lake Road at Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. Four great prizes and great Volkswagen deals. It's time to check off the newest, coolest Doc Martin shoes, boots, and sandals at Bay Street Shoes and Track and Trail Shoes. While you're there, register to win a trip to see the Foo Fighters and Vertical Horizon in Las Vegas from Doc Martin. Stop at any Greenville restaurant from now until May 15th and register to win an all-expense-paid fishing excursion to Canada along with other great prizes. And while you're there, try their walleye strips, Parmesan walleye sandwich, or Cabillo Lodge walleye dinner. Delicious food at Green Mill Restaurants. Brothers is the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Happy hour is from 4 to 7, and everything is 2-for-1. Yes, everything. Even on event nights. Brothers, 430 First Avenue. Always the best specials, always the most fun, guaranteed. That's the weekly planner. Listen for details.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Beth Orton has been advised by doctors to take 2 months off of touring. The singer, who has long battled Crohn's disease, recently had another flare-up. Orton has canceled an Irish tour and all promotional activities in the meanwhile. The digestive disease has plagued Orton throughout her life and professional career. Just last year, the singer had to cancel several of her promotional dates leading up to the release of her critically acclaimed album, Central Reservation. Orton has been placed on strict diet and ordered to rest. The Zone Files from Vizzy.com, because your business is online. And Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
It's recently been reported that Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz have patched things up.
We've had the opportunity to visit them at home. Let's take a listen. Lenny, have you seen the recent copy of High Times?
What's that, baby?
Have you seen that recent copy? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
One love.
Listen, I think for my next record, I'm just going to take my last record and play the whole thing backwards.
I want a career.
Yeah, well, baby, you keep waiting, baby.
It's beautiful, Lenny.
Don't pull my hair so tight.
Lenny, do you want this iron-on patch on your bell bottoms of the keep-on-chucking guy or of the cannabis leaf, baby?
How many of these naked babies we got running around here? Actually mine, baby.
Alternative classics. Classics. 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bad Religion will be in here later this week. Robbie Gordon, the race car driver, and the fabulous band Everclear also later this week. Yeah.
Well, you started with the best.
Yeah, we started.
You can only
with
go downhill from here.
Rabbi Shmuley Bothaus. And, of course, Larry Flint, who are going to be doing a little debate tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Wilshire Theater.
Can I repeat that phone number?
Sure.
We're going to give 100 free tickets. It's a debate on pornography and sexuality with specific reference to the internet. We're giving out 100 free tickets. You can call 310-441-9361. Say you're from Loveline. If there's only an answering machine, leave your name there, and we'll have a ticket waiting for you at the door. But the debate is tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. at the Wilshire Theater. It's going to be covered by the national media, and it should be very interesting. So, Adam, do you mind if I throw a question to Larry?
I wanted to also say that Larry's bodyguard was going to urinate on the first 20 people through the door, just to sort of keep the theme going. Yeah.
You can also download the debate on BeliefNet. BeliefNet is the country's leading religion, ethics, morality site. They have about 10 million page views a day. Very interesting place, and it's going to be broadcasted there, BeliefNet.com. So in Larry's book, you know, he describes, and one of the things that Drew and I are discussing right now is that what's refreshing about Larry is that he is very honest, whether you agree with what he does, don't agree, and, you know, that'll be a debate tomorrow, but he lays the facts on the table. He says that it's, you know, you say, Larry, there, that you really wanted to believe in fidelity in marriage, but that your first wife, Peggy, cheated against you, and that broke your heart, and you determined then that you would never again be faithful to a woman, which seems to indicate to me that you believed in the idea of faithfulness, but someone had hurt you, and you decided that you weren't going to make yourself vulnerable anymore. But you have your wife here tonight, and it's the second time I met her, and she seems like a very sweet woman. So I just wanted to ask you, has your view on faithfulness in marriage changed with your...
Just a kid when that happened, and obviously sex is much better with someone that you love, but often we confuse sexual passion with love, and they're two different things. People see them differently, and I think most people in America view their sexual attitudes and preferences as something private. And what goes on between consenting adults who really, you know, their own private business, regardless of all kinds of advice that you might have or I might have or, you know, other commentators as Dr. Drew, these people are ultimately going to make the decisions as to how they want to live their life. And you know, the religious zealots have had their hand on our crotch for over 2,000 years, and the government is exceedingly moving in that direction, feeling if they can control our pleasure center, they can control us. Other than the desire for survival, the strongest single desire that we have is that of sex. And you are just simply not going to be able to harness something so powerful and be able to dictate it in a personal way to the people in a way that they want to accept it. So whatever they're doing, if it's legal, should be their business. That's the way I look at it.
All right, let's get to the phones. In the second hour, Dr. Drew and I are going to square off with a debate with producer Ann over why we have to work on goddamn Easter night. That'll be again coming up in the second hour. Should we be working on Easter, Drew?
Anderson wants to weigh in on that one, too.
And do we work on Easter, Ann? Do we always work on Easter? Really? What is up with that?
Sure, we have to get it. Yes, Anderson, go ahead.
I think that maybe you should be in here, but the rest of us who have any kind of relation should not be. Because you're atheist,
yeah, you should be.
Thank you. Well, listen, I have to slaughter an animal in the pagan ritual.
You told me that you love Passover.
I love Passover because you sit around and eat. I call it pass gas over. You eat a lot of food,
but
and you
eat
sit
like
around and break wind.
Eat parsley and hard-boiled eggs and drink salt water.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was
the greatest diet.
That was yesterday's Jew. This is today's Jew. We eat lots of brisket and potatoes. As I said to a caller who phoned in last week, who said she loved me, her only problem was that she was very religious and that I was anti-Jesus. And I said, I'm not anti-Jesus. I'm pro-Satan. There's a difference. Right, Larry? Thank you. Christopher.
Hey.
You're 18. What's up?
Hey, Larry, how's it going?
Fine, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Well, I just had a quick question. I didn't know Larry was going to be on the show, but I just thought of a question while online here. Could I go ahead and ask him real quick?
Sure.
Okay, big fan of the magazine. Love it. Been looking at it for a couple of years now. Golden Shower, not too big a fan of, but I was wondering what's going to be, like, the newest or latest trend you know, in pornography that you see coming up pretty soon.
It's called the mudslide. Let me explain how it works.
I don't know. Sexual attitudes continue to evolve. There's only so many ways you can peel a tomato, you know.
But Larry, isn't part of the problem is you have to sort of keep pushing the envelope, you have to keep going? I mean, if you take a look at what was being passed as passed off as pornography, let's say 40, 50 years ago,
Today we're already being called gynecological monthly. So how much further can you push it?
That's the question.
Let me interrupt the rabbi here and say in all aspects of life, it just keeps going. I was watching the NBA playoffs today. Guys are doing things that guys couldn't have dreamt of. It's 20 years ago, 30 years ago in the league. I mean, you look at a sport 40, 50 years ago, bunch of little guys, no jump shot, no monster dunks. I mean, look what's happened to skateboarding. Look what's happened to everything. Pornography, it just keeps going.
What's interesting is you're pointing out mechanisms that all involve or evoke thrill.
Right.
And it's in that realm that we seem to be totally preoccupied. And if you look at human biology, thrill mechanisms tend to sort of create biology that helps people deal with unpleasant feelings. And the more intense the thrill, the sort of more euphoric the diversion.
Right.
And I just wonder if the reason we're sort of a market is coming up to meet the thrill need is because we are so empty. We can't modulate. We don't have the real human connection that makes us feel okay.
Yeah, let me just reinforce that for a second, obviously. It's like a drug. The beauty of a drug is, for people who take drugs, is that it gives you an instant high. The problem is that it's ephemeral. As quickly as you go up, you drop down, you crash.
Because it works.
Right.
It does work.
But it works temporarily, and it only addresses the surface personality. It doesn't address our deepest and innermost needs, and that's why it becomes addictive, because it's thrilling and yet empty. I have to continually indulge in it in order to sustain the high. It's like a balloon that needs helium to continually push it up.
Well, let me agree with you by saying it's why you eat so many of those fat-free chips. You never get full. You go through two bags of those goddamn chips because there's no fat in them.
Right.
You just keep going. It's empty. All right, go ahead. I had a little snacking metaphor to make.
And
go ahead.
The opposite reason of why when you eat matzah, you don't want to eat any more. Because matzah is the food of a slave. It doesn't digest. The matzah I ate last year is still somewhere down in my stomach. So when it comes to sex, the beauty of sex is the more you plan it and the more you try to push the envelope, the more you try to have this outrageous sexual interplay, the less satisfied you are, because sex is satisfying specifically when you don't do, when you just are. In other words, sex is pleasurable when you put yourself on autopilot. It's when you submit entirely to instinct. Great sex is where you can't control what you do. You light a fire that burns out of control. What's happening with all these kids who are calling up saying, I tried anal sex, I tried this, they're trying, and it's dissatisfying because it's something they do rather than something they are. Sex is where you take all the inhibition away, you remove all your defenses, and you allow your soft underbelly. And that's why it's pleasurable. Everything in life where we're evaluated, we try to do, we know we're being measured, is not pleasurable. Like taking a test or sitting in front of a job interview. Whenever you do something where you're totally natural, like with your friends, having a drink, that's pleasurable. Sex, which is natural, is pleasurable. The problem that I have with pushing the envelope is, it's people who are so dissatisfied with sex that they'll do anything outrageous, thinking this will finally give me the thrill, but that just leads to more and more outrageous, experimentation.
Right.
One final example. Studies show that womanizers, okay, the guys at JFK, alleged womanizers. All of the biographies written by his alleged mistresses, like Judith Campbell Exner, said that although he was the sexiest guy, he was a terrible, terrible lover. Sex lasted 2 minutes.
Well, non-Jew. There you go.
And the reason is that he didn't have to renew himself. When his sexual repertoire was exhausted after 2 minutes, and when he got bored, he found another woman instead of finding deeper levels of the same woman. And that kind of intimacy, I think, which is what also breeds love. You know what? Larry says the same thing about, and I don't mean to be painful here, God forbid, but the way you describe your love for your wife, Althea. You basically say that with everyone else, you were having impersonal sex. And you also say that impersonal sex was a way of distracting you from the pain you had experienced in previous relationships. But with her, you use the word soulmate. She was a soulmate, and it was much more satisfying. You even say there that there were other women who were much better in bed than she was, and yet the sex with her was most satisfying because you loved her.
That's very true.
All right. And it's a good place to hop back on the phone. And by the way, Rabbi, I mean, Larry's poor wife Liz is sitting in the next room. Rabbi wax on about sexual indiscretions, never being faithful to a woman again, the sex never went better.
You know, the book is there. Liz is a very sweet woman.
Rabbi, have some goddamn decorum, would you please?
Liz is a sweet woman, and I bet Larry is a very good husband, and so he appears. But this is a book that exists, and it's a very fascinating book, and people should really read it, to be honest.
Christopher.
To see the real Larry Flint.
Oh, no problem. Anyways,
all right, so you think you can drink Easter egg dye that's going to turn your semen different color.
And
then the kids can all look for it out in the yard. Is that what you're saying?
I took a sip of it yesterday and about vomited. I wonder if that has any validity to it.
No. Please.
Well, how stoned do you have to be to drink Easter egg guy, by
please,
the way?
How stoned do you have to be to believe your friends when they start poking at you?
It's
that
after
way.
The four cups of wine at the Seder that
yeah. Well, my girlfriend said that she had a girlfriend and one of her boyfriends did it. And
they're all getting a good laugh now, though.
Supposedly something happened, so.
All right, Christopher.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, listen, if one of them does that one where and they ask you if you want a Hertz donut or if your hand is bigger than your face, it means you're retard, then they whack your hand while you put it over your face, right. Don't fall for that, all right, buddy?
Yeah, and also she had the butthole the size of a mason jar.
There you go.
Very nice.
That's not him, though.
I know it's not him.
It's just one of his lackeys.
An evil, right.
Alberto?
Hi.
You're 22.
Yes.
You're on with Larry Flint and Rabbi Shmuley.
Hi.
Doc. Yeah?
Yes, my question is, I just separated from my wife like the beginning of this year. And now I like my sister-in-law. Well, I've pretty much liked her from a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what I should do. I should go for it or
of
what?
Of course not. That's your brother?
My sister-in-law.
It's your brother's wife.
No, he separated from his wife.
Oh, it's your wife's sister.
Although he separated, he now is attracted to his sister-in-law.
It's your wife's sister.
Does she know about your attraction?
I'm not sure. No, I don't think so.
Is she married?
No.
Do you think she likes you?
I don't know. We just get along.
Are you divorced from your wife?
No, we're not divorced yet.
Well, I'm going to get your divorce first, and if you still feel the same way, go for it.
Alberto, Larry Flint is going to get your divorce.
Get your divorce first. Okay. If you head down to Gardena to Larry's new casino, he will not have a chapel there, but he'll have a divorce attorney, which is a new twist. This would be a good idea, Larry. You can take this idea. Instead of the Vegas chapels, you have the divorce attorney, just a guy, probably one of the rabbi's friends, sits in the corner and just gives people annulments.
An honest buck?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why? I mean, there's probably more people looking to get divorced at a casino than there are to getting married. That is a solid plan. Larry's not impressed with my plan. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Dean, who's 21, got drunk, and dry humped a gay guy. Now he's chafing. Yeah, wants to know what.
Why are there only team questions this evening?
The kind you run into all the time in your
the synagogue. This is the kind of thing they ask me.
Your weekly Torah study class,
exactly.
Right? All right, we'll take a little break. And we'll be back with Larry and the Rabbi after this. By the way, good sitcom idea. Hold on, Drew, get a pen and pencil. I want to tell you about this idea during the break. Rabbi and the pornographer. Larry and the Rabbi.
Good team.
Huh? Good sitcom? What do you say? First episode, you guys get in a big argument. You split the condo right in half. You got to stay on that side. I got to stay on this side. Fine. Have it your way. Then a minute later, Larry's got to use the bathroom. All right? But the Rabbi won't let him use the bathroom because it's on his side of the thing. So Larry finds his prayer hat, one of those big brimmed hats the Hasidim wear up and down, and he craps in it. Huh? That's already the first episode. We already got a winner. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Back in a minute. Well, it's
worth hearing.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Presenting Louie Anderson with an important announcement for Green Mill Restaurants.
This is Louie Anderson, and I just want to say that starting today, Green Mill will no longer be serving pizza. Oh, settle down. I was just kidding. I'm a kidder, you know. Besides, who would win all the awards for best pizza if Green Mill stopped making it? They'd probably cancel the awards altogether. Then I wouldn't get to make this really great acceptance speech I've been working on. On behalf of Green Mill, I'd like to thank my mom, the members of the Pizza Academy, my pal in the kitchen who always puts extra olives on for me, my wonderful sister for always letting me have the biggest slice, and Wisconsin for all the great cheese.
Visit Green Mill for award-winning pizza performances daily. Sure to please even the toughest critic.
The person who invented pizza in the first place, and those cute little mushrooms and tomatoes. Boy, I'm getting hungry.
Parents, Dr. Martens is once again leading our children down a disturbing path. They're asking our precious youth to try on their open-air wear summer sandals to qualify for a trip to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas to see the Foo Fighters. Just listen to this belt.
You know you make me break.
Catchy. I wonder what it says backwards. What a clever little contest, Dr. Martin. Try on sandals, win a trip to Las Vegas. See a rock group fight the heads off small woodland creatures. Sounds fun. I'll make sure I pass my little Susie a hoochie top so she can meet a special friend from the band.
The Doc Martin's Cool Shoes Hot Music Getaway with the Foo Fighters and special guest Vertical Horizon. No purchase necessary. See stores for details. For a preview of the coolest venue in Vegas, visit the Bikini Cam at HardRockHotel.com.
Bikini Cam. That's wholesome.
Register to win at Journeys and German Shoes. See stores for official rules.
I'm Tom Shane, and for Mother's Day, we've got a great pearl pendant and earring ensemble this year. The earrings with the round cultured pearls suspended from a diamond are $95. The pendant, also at $95, has a teardrop-shaped pearl suspended from its diamond and hung on a beautiful 18-inch box chain. Or buy the complete set for $190. This 14-karat gold gift is true quality. You have a choice of traditional white pearls or magnificent black pearls. Help Mom expand her jewelry wardrobe with these pearl and diamond earrings and matching pendant. For Mother's Day, your gift really should be personal in nature. A Shane Company gift of fine jewelry lets her know you went out of your way for her.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Devani's, the Twin Cities' most progressive group of restaurants, is now hiring both full and part-time in-store and delivery positions. And I know, everybody's hiring. You can get a restaurant or delivery job anywhere, but you can't get Devani's flexibility just anywhere.
Whether it's 8, 10, 12 hours a week or whatever, I'm able to pick up hours around my class schedule. Devani's is very cool about that because they're an education-first employer.
And when Devani's talks about a great work environment, they mean it.
It's great working at Devani's. I was all worked up about taking a second job for a little extra cash, but Devani supports that. And a lot of people there do the same thing, so it kind of creates camaraderie.
So whether you're thinking about a little extra money or just need to pick up a part-time job to go along with school, Devani's will work for you. To find out more, stop into any one of the 17 Twin Cities Devani locations or apply online at Devani's.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Larry Flint and Rabbi Shmuley Botach are our guests tonight. They are having themselves a little debate. Well, a little one here tonight. A big one tomorrow night at the Wilshire Theater, which I'm guessing is on Wilshire, otherwise someone's going to get fired over there, which is right... That's right, and sort of right in West L.A., sort of Wilshire, Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
it's a nice theater right in Beverly Hills on Wilshire. Come on out and watch the sparks fly. 7:30, and Rabbi, give that number out again for the first 100 people who call this number if they haven't called already.
It's
they can get free tickets.
310-441-9361. 310-441-9361. And people who call here as well, I guess. We can give them some tickets. People are calling for questions.
Producer Ann was shaking her head no because...
forget that.
feels like work. feels like a pain in the ass. I mean, how are we going to facilitate that?
So it's a debate on pornography, sexuality, and the Internet.
Okay. But what about, is this a 18 and over thing? Should kids come out to this thing? I mean, there's going to be some frank language and some discussion here, right?
I don't see, and maybe Larry will feel differently, I don't see it's going to be that explicit. There are some very important issues to debate. I mean, Larry's been through all the great debates.
Well, I don't know about the rabbi, but I don't think I'll have anything to say that I would care that any teenager heard.
No, right. You don't care, but I mean, would the parents care, I guess, is the question.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the same here. I think it's going to be, that's why I wanted to give away these 100 tickets to your Loveline listeners, because I think it's important for them to hear it. I mean, if we can get anyone to think more deeply about sexuality, about the issues like what you're doing here on the show, that would be very rewarding. And that's why these debates are important, to generate light and not just heat.
During the commercial, the rabbi revealed to me a secret weapon he's going to use against Larry if he's losing the debate late in the 12th hour. His yarmulke is actually a blade.
It doubles as a circumcised.
Like, remember Odd Job from 007? The big Asian man?
The top hat.
Yeah, throw the derby.
The derby, it would chop the head off of
a statue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the rabbi can do the same with his yarmulke. So,
it doubles as a circumcision thing, you know, so they bring people into the covenant.
But that really takes a good toss. Dean?
Oh, by the way, it is going to be on beliefnet.com. Remember, you can follow the debate on www.beliefnet.com.
Dean, you're 21.
Hey, Adam, you can call me DJ.
All right, DJ. Well, after your exploits with the gay dry humping, we may just call you BJ. So what happened?
Well, gay guy at my work threw a party. You know, we were there, had a few drinks. He was showing me around the house. Ended up downstairs in his basement. And, he starts grabbing my thigh, kissing me. And I've had, quite a bit, so... For me...
Are you gay?
No, not normally. That's what was weird. And all of a sudden we just started, thrusting a little bit. And then, one thing led to another. I think we dry hump for like an hour.
You're gay.
you may have some in you.
Maybe a little pitcher in there.
Yeah, not homo, but half mo.
Sure.
Maybe quarter mo.
How old are you?
21.
21. And so you enjoyed yourself?
Well, I guess at the time, but...
Or were you just trying to get at a scarf collection?
Yeah.
All gay men collect scarves. I don't have to tell you that. How come there's always one gay guy at every office? Do they just actually bring him in? You know what I mean? Like the boss announces, here's the token gay guy we have to offer. We have to employ him. I'm not sure what he does.
Because they're harder working and they get better jobs.
But why is it number two? There's just the one gay guy they hire.
Yeah, one gay guy.
All right, so you went to the party, you ended up in the basement, you made out, you kind of enjoyed it, and now you're questioning yourself a little bit.
Well, there's some chafing down there. I had to bend it up, and there's it's a little chafe down there after that hour long,
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, let's just say
you don't notice that stuff.
Let's just say you replaced a gay man's leg with a lamppost. Wouldn't you still have the same chafing?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll go with
you. All right. Hey, Dean.
What's your question?
Do you have a girlfriend?
Not right now, no.
Okay. All right. Well, let's keep your options open.
Yeah, just a pile of Neosporin down there, and I think everything will be all right.
Yeah, I don't know what you can get from rubbing on gay men.
And I don't know what your question is.
And he doesn't really have a question.
Yeah.
All right, Dean.
All right.
You're definitely gay, thanks. Here we go. Daniel?
Yep.
You're 18.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend threatens to say you raped her if you ever try to break up with her.
Yeah, and...
Seems fair.
Last time I tried to break up with her, she ended up in the psych ward for suicidal threats, and...
How old is she?
She's 17.
Yeah.
Were you the first man she had sex with?
No, actually, we still have not had sex.
What a surprise. Are you gay yourself, Daniel?
No, I'm not.
You sure?
Yes, I am. I'm just a religious man.
You're a religious man? Because my spidey sense is tingling a little bit.
How dare you?
Wait a second. Every guy who doesn't want to have sex is necessarily gay.
No, but if you notice, my partner, Dr. Drew, wrote down he's gay before the part where he said he had never had sex before. But you sure you don't like the fellas at all?
I'm positive.
I'll tell you, I bet you could find something you liked in this studio. We got everything. We got it all here, boy.
Are you trying to find out how you can sever the relationship without her being more distraught?
Basically, yes.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because it puts a lot of responsibility on you, especially if she's as unstable as she says she is.
I believe we gamble on Daniel.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I just,
Daniel, what's up with you?
What do you mean?
Are you on any medications?
I have been on Ritalin, but I'm off it now, and I'm on inhaler for asthma.
Okay. Any other... You've been under psychiatric care yourself?
No, I have not.
But the Ritalin, where'd that come from?
I was under psychiatric care, but I'm not anymore. I haven't been for about 3 years now.
I see. What was going on when you were?
Dad was very abusive.
I see. All right. Drew was getting a very strong vibe from you the minute you started talking. Hey, Daniel?
Yep.
It seems like you're in over your head with this one. Do you have a counselor or somebody that you still talk to?
Actually, I don't.
Can you get back in touch with the people that helped you some years back?
Or maybe even talk to the people that are trying to help her so they can facilitate this breakup. Because continuing a charade like this is not going to help her be healthier.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Linda. Linda?
Hello?
You're 17. You had a threesome?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second.
And our listeners are quick. Quick in the draw.
Yeah, the lightning. Lightning. You had a threesome? Yeah. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with Larry the Rabbi and Linda the 17-year-old threesome queen after this.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop in trial.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Name brand stuff. Today's hottest superstars. Full length uncut. 3 for just $19.99. Need more? Take 4. 4 packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on 2 packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. 2 for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World, featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Scientists know that the right side of the brain sparks creative thinking, but the process is still, well, mystifying. Where do great ideas come from anyway? At the Art Institute International Minnesota, great ideas begin in our classrooms. They happen in studios and computer labs, and they come from faculty working with students who are learning how to express their unique vision and talent. If you are interested in exploring some great ideas of your own and a career in the creative and applied arts, then you should attend our open house on Saturday, April 29th. Explore the programs we offer, including computer animation, graphic design, multimedia and web design, interior design, and the culinary arts. Learn about career opportunities, meet with faculty, and take a tour of our facilities. Call the Art Institutes International Minnesota today at 1-800-777-3643 and ask for details on our open house on Saturday, April 29th. That's 1-800-777-3643.
I feel a lot of love in the room tonight. We got time for a few requests right now. Don't know that one. Well, let's try another song about Prickly, the dead porcupine who uses collegehub.com. There once was a porcupine who studied at school. Said there once was a porcupine who studied at school. He got help at collegehub.com. He was dead, but he wasn't no fool. I found no study aids that may pass the breeze. Said it found no study aids that may pass the breeze. There are tests, no, they don't pass. There was even an online virtual dissectable frog. All right, thank you. Log on to collegehub.com for great study aids. Collegehub.com, it's all you. It's all you.
Log on to collegeclub.com for the best class notes on the web, plus info about financial aid, summer jobs, and other important stuff. Collegeclub.com. It's all you.
AmeriCorps Vista and the Minnesota Literacy Council are seeking ambitious adults 18 and over for an 8-week full-time summer reading program in St. Paul and Minneapolis. As a summer Vista, you'll be conducting one-to-one reading and tutoring sessions.
conducting literacy activities and after-school programs, and promoting the Minneapolis and St. Paul Library Summer Reading Initiative. You'll receive a stipend and an educational award. Positions begin June 15th and end August 9th. To get involved, call the Minnesota Literacy Council, 651-645-2277.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashback at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105. It's Love Line. We're going to take a quick 10-second timeout. We'll be back with more of the program in just 10 seconds.
This is Love Line on
Radio Station.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNT Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Kroll. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bad Religion coming up later in the week. Robbie Gordon, a race car driver, and Everclear later in the week all as well. Larry Flint is our guest tonight. Also, Rabbi Shmuley Bolts.
That was a good one.
Shmuley's not his Jewish name, actually. Jake. Big Jake is his Jewish name, but he's affectionately known.
He wrestled under that name.
He went with Shmuley to get the chicks.
Well, Shmuley is actually a contraction of two words. Shmu comes from the Hebrew word Shamu, meaning killer whale, you know? And Lee comes from the Hebrew word Pamela Anderson Lee. You put them together, you get larger than life Jewish sex symbol. So,
wow.
I see that jealousy raging in your eyes, Adam.
He just thought. I'm not going to let you out of this room. Way too much competition from the rabbi with the ladies. Tomorrow night, 7:30, speaking of competition, Larry and the rabbi are going to be going at it at the Wilshire Theater right there in Beverly Hills. And come one, come all. We're going to hop back on the phones. We'll get to Linda. Linda 17. She had the threesome, right, Linda?
Yeah.
This is with your boyfriend and your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Whose idea was this, Linda?
Mine.
Was it really?
Yeah.
And what were you seeking to achieve? Do you love your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Did you want to make him jealous?
No, my ex-boyfriend looks better than he does.
So okay. Why are you with his current boyfriend?
Hold on, we're going for our money. Hold on a second, Linda. We're doing some gambling, all right? Now, you got to be honest with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Boy, this is going to be tough because I'm sure the rabbi doesn't carry any cash, and Larry only deals.
Larry's going to lend me some.
Larry deals only in gold bullion. So do you have like I don't know a hundredth of an ounce of gold or something? Can we shave some of the gold off when you're doubloon?
The last time I was in this debate with Larry on Fox, we were blinded by his watch. I mean, you take one of those little particles out of the watch, that'll cover it.
Yeah, take that watch and just chip one of those. Chip one of those diamonds off.
I chose the wrong profession. That's what is evidently clear from our two watches, okay?
I don't want to be insensitive, but when you're in a wheelchair, where do you hide the wallet? I mean, does that go in the top pocket there?
Bodyguard.
Oh, he carries it? I'm overdue for a good ass-kicking, by the way, from him. All right. Now, this is going to be tough between the rabbi and Dr. Drew, who has some... Jewish blood in him. I fear that I'm going to have to put another buck up. No, I think it's going to be. All right, so wait a minute. Rabbi, you put a buck?
I'll put a buck.
Put a buck. Come on. Deep into it.
I'll put a buck. Do you have Jewish blood?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You never buy retail?
Didn't you see? He didn't put a dollar up there. He has a change maker that the ice cream man wears. He just usually bets in nickels.
I got 10.
Drew, get another dollar out there. Would you, for Christ's sake? I'll put one in for the rabbi. You put one in for Larry, and here's what we're going to do. By the way, Larry, a new is that a new Rolls you got out there? It's very nice.
It's a new Bentley.
Yeah, that's turbo. That's
turbo.
Wow. Yeah, what's that thing set you back? About 2.25, something like that?
No, that's three. 365.
365. I thought...
That's the Gentile retail price. I could have gotten that for one and a quarter.
Especially done for him, though, of course. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I could have... I thought just the convertibles were up over three. 365.
Good car?
Christ.
That's worth it.
All right, straight. I use some Rolls Royces all the time, but boy, that Bentley Turbo is... Yeah, 10 times the car the Rolls Royce.
Wicked, wicked car. Tons of, you know, I mean, 400 horsepower.
What did you come in, Adam, a Cuisinart? I mean, you didn't exactly come
I drove a salad shooter over the show. It's a moped that's actually powered by a salad shooter. Thank you, Rabbi.
Now, what is this? What's the bet?
Well, hold on a second. I want to find out real quick about this
the car,
this
right?
Bentley.
Okay.
When you buy a car that's 360, you don't lease it, do you?
I always do.
You lease?
Yeah.
Because this is going to be funny. Now, what do you pay a month on a car that's 365 grand?
About 8,000 a month.
8,000 a month.
Yeah, and I, at the end of the lease, I just buy the car out, and then I, I trade it in on my new one, you know.
I see.
You do realize that Larry and I agreed that if I win the debate tomorrow, I get the car.
Right.
That's part of the...
you guys are debating for pinks.
Fancy, yeah.
He gets your 79 Nova, you get the Bentley Turbo.
He gets the 1,000 copies of Unsold Kosher Sex. That's I got the car.
All right, now here's how the gambling works on this show. We gamble on our caller's past, not the present, not what they're doing today, but what kind of environment they grew up in. And Linda over here, who at the ripe old age of 17 thinks it's a good idea to have a threesome with two guys she's either dating or dated, one an ex-boyfriend, and is fairly cavalier about the whole thing. That leads us to believe there was some hijinks in her past. Now, could be dad was an alcoholic, dad could have been sexually abused her, or sometimes the smart money's just on everything's fine and she just got a wild hair up her. So we'll start with the rabbi. Rabbi, what do you think?
About Linda's past?
Yeah.
I think that Linda had some trauma in her past. Now, that's very vague, obviously.
That is vague.
This way I can win the pot without having to be specific. I think that Linda may have experienced some abuse. Mm-hmm. And that women who are abused typically demonstrate male-oriented sexual tendencies. For example, they find it very easy to separate their emotions from their bodies, so they will engage in casual, commitment-free sex. And especially here, I see her really trying to subconsciously play two guys off each other, because she didn't just choose two strangers. She chose two men who were once the object of her attention.
Rabbi, are you going with sexual abuse?
Sexual abuse, which led her to take her heart, put it into a little closet, and say, you could have my body, I'm too young to protest, but my heart's mine.
All right, Rabbi, save the commentary. We're gambling here.
So who I have this great thing about the Torah.
He's going with sexual abuse.
By whom?
This by the rabbi. Oh, by who? I'm sorry. No, another rabbi actually abused her.
A dad? Neighbor? Uncle?
I would say a relative.
Relative.
Yeah.
Right. Not dad.
Well, that's a relative.
Well, somebody else may want to say dad.
Okay, well, we'll see. Right. I wouldn't say dad.
I'd say a relative.
Not dad.
All right, Larry, what do you think?
From listening to her voice, I believe that she's a very adventurous young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Just wants to experiment.
That's not inhibited.
Okay.
And is what she feels living her life to its fullest.
All right, so no abuse, no wholesale abuse, just a free soul, free spirit. All right?
Red-blooded American.
Now I know why he doesn't gamble with his own money. And, Drew, what do you say?
You go ahead.
You want me to go? All right, I'm going to go with no sexual abuse, divorced early, parents, no contact with dad. Dad was did a little boozing before he left the house. Maybe either a stepdad or boyfriends, not great guys, neglected. No physical or sexual abuse, just sort of a lot of neglect by men and abandonment issues with men.
It's interesting. I get the neglect thing, too, strongly. I'm going to say raised in a household early that was really just chaotic, like that was a heroin addict or something.
Mm-hmm.
Taken out of the home, put in, like, foster care.
Ooh.
And that's it.
True. Very solid. All right. Here we go.
We have four very different views.
We'll hop back on Linda.
Yeah.
All right. Who's right? The Jew, the pornographer, the doctor, or the ex-carpenter?
The Jew.
The Jew is right.
Yeah.
The Jews are always right.
The rabbi is always right.
What you were sexually abused?
Yeah, by my dad.
By dad?
By dad.
Yeah.
Interesting. So rabbi
was that an addict?
I'm not sure.
You know, I won $4. That's a small compensation. Let me just say that, Linda, you know, when Sigmund Freud, when he put together his theory, and so many women came to him in Vienna said we were abused, his theory was that they only thought they were abused.
Right.
And based on that, he built psychoanalysis. It turned out...
As for what age? Well, how long when that happened, Linda?
I don't remember it at all.
How do you know it happened?
Well, like, I found, like, my mom's, like, hidden files, and I found out that way. And then, like, she put it on the doctor's notes, and it just, like, it popped up, and she didn't know. Like, she's like, oh, my God, you found out.
Wait a minute, Linda. Let me just ask you a couple of questions before Rabbi starts talking about Jung for 20 minutes. Your dad is where now?
He left.
He left. And yeah. When's the last time you saw him?
93.
Yeah, okay, so it's been 7 years. He left when you were 10. And why did he leave?
He lied and said the court took it away from him or something. But in reality, like, he just decided not, because he didn't want to pay.
Okay, so you don't have contact with him now.
Mm-hmm.
And how's your mom?
I don't know. She's sort of depressed.
She's pretty depressed.
Is there a man in her life?
No, she hasn't had a date in 8 years.
I see. Maybe you can set her up with one of your ex-boyfriends. according to these documents that you saw, your father sexually abused you at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever had a dream that you're either naked or even dressed, but you're sort of out in the street and you're knocking on doors and people answer it? It looks just like your home, but a stranger answers it? Anything like that?
I came to school, like, in my underwear, so that's it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people who've experienced sexual abuse later have these strange kinds of dreams.
I don't have them anymore. I used to have them.
Well, I have the underwear dreams.
You know, one thing that bothers me about this is, she's saying she's abused, but she can't remember it. I find that troublesome.
You will consciously repress any kind of experience that threatens...
Well, and before the age of 3, it's real difficult for them to remember stuff like this. This happened when you were very young, Linda, is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, again, you saw this document. What kind of document was it?
I saw it a long time ago. It was like this notebook, and it had like...
Was it illegal?
I'm documenting what I said and stuff.
Was it a legal thing? A legal document?
No, I don't think so. But they have it at the doctor's office.
Were you ever put in foster care or anything like that?
No.
And has your mom been involved with other addicts? Any addicts?
No, I don't think so.
Was her dad an addict, you know? Alcoholic?
No, I think he raped her, though.
Right. It's sort of the typical pattern. Then they will go get another child rapist.
All right.
Just a word of advice on this whole thing. You know, what often happens to girls when they are molested, whether they're consciously aware of it or not, is that they compartmentalize their hearts and their bodies, and they sort of say, look, I'm little, I can't protect myself, but you can have my body, but you'll never have my heart. And later they go into these cavalier, casual relationships exhibiting a typical male sexual kind of drive where they'll have two guys, and they're almost trying to demonstrate through their sexual activity, I'm not vulnerable to anybody. I can play you guys off against each other. I can have sex with both of you. I'm impervious. I'm an island. I'm a rock. What you need to do is sew your body and your heart back together again. That's what's going to lead to wholesomeness. I mean, basically, you know, male genitalia is on the outside, and a lot of guys treat sex like an out-of-body experience. I'm doing something to somebody else, and they can take their emotions out of it. But the female genitalia are on the inside. It's almost an invasion, and you want to feel close and loving and trusting of the guy you're with. And you really have to do some healing, and that means reclaiming your innocence.
Hey, Linda?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I do agree with the rabbi there. Now what are you going to do? The first guys, all right, here's what I'm going to say, Linda, because we're spending too much time on this. Something bad happened to you, allegedly. You're certainly acting out on it now, as if it did. And can you just stop acting out? I mean,
I don't know.
No? All right, can you not get pregnant then?
Yeah.
You can do that?
Get on the pill.
All right. Please come to
our debate?
Where are you calling from?
Glenbarney, Maryland.
Oh, you're in Maryland. All right. Get on the pill, please. Just don't get pregnant.
It's a 5-hour flight.
Yeah. You can fly out.
Come on out here for this.
All right. Listen, the rabbi gets the $4.
No, I don't get the $4. I borrowed a dollar from True.
Well, that's true. He gets the...
$1 back.
Are you paying you back?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I lent the dollar to the rabbi. You lent the dollar to Larry.
All right, fair enough.
I'm taking that.
Okay, can I now do a deal where I offer that remaining $3 for Larry for the watch? How about a little deal? I throw in a signed autograph book as well.
How much is that watch worth, Larry?
Do you lease it or do you own it? This watch is about $100,000. I've got one that costs $750,000.
Oh,
I only wear it on special occasions. I bought it at the Piaget factory in Geneva, Switzerland.
Gosh, I always wonder who bought stuff
5 years ago.
Yeah. What are we, chopped liver? This isn't
I went to the factory and I seen them making this phenomenal watch. Huge diamond baguettes, and I asked about it, and I said, well, this watch is being made for an Arab oil sheik. And so I said, well, when he makes, because they only make like one of a kind. I said, well, look, when he finishes it, can he make me one? And that's how I wound up with the watch.
Wow. Amazing. $750K, huh? Mm-hmm.
You can pay off third world debt.
Jesus Christ. Michael?
And Adam, his garbage collectors come at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but he's so far away with his gate and his sprawling property, he doesn't hear them. I hear my
mailman,
garbage guys.
Mailman, 3P.
Larry, what time does your mail show up? Do you know?
I don't know.
That's the beauty about being Larry, doesn't know when the mail shows up. Michael?
Yeah?
Hey, Larry, do you have any porno in the car I can have, you know, for the ride home?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll go out to the car. It's a little bit of a tradition. I call it the walk of shame. Michael?
Yeah?
You're 16.
Yes.
All right, so what's up?
First off, I wanted to say, what's up, Maymays?
That's my rap name. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my main name.
Boy. Smoke a little pot, Mike?
No.
Yeah?
Really?
Seriously, I don't.
Okay. What's your question?
My left testicle, it's like, it's really been in pain for the last couple of days, and it's like been spreading like, in my lower left abdomen, sort of.
Okay. That can be a lot of different things, but most seriously, it can be a torsion of the testicle. Yeah. It can twist, the blood supply can be cut off, it can necrose, die, and become a medical emergency.
But, like, how does that happen? Like,
it just happens in some people spontaneously. It can also be infections and things and inflammation of that area. But the important thing is that a doctor look at it as fast as possible.
Yeah, because I'm, like, going to the doctor tomorrow.
All right. If it gets severely painful during the night, you go to the emergency room, okay?
Okay. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Adam?
Yeah.
Number one, you're a genius.
Thank you.
Number two, did you like whack off to
Yes. I'm just going with yes. I'm playing a hunch here. Did I whack off to what?
The chick from Save Ferris and her sister.
No, I forgot to. You're right.
I promised her
I would.
How do those two things go together, the genius statement and the whack-off statement? Is there like some intrinsic connection between them?
I believe there is. As a matter of fact, it was funny. I was talking to Danny Ash, who's a big boob queen. I was dealing with Larry and
what?
The fabulous busty issue.
He's a big boob queen?
Danny Ash is a female.
Oh.
Okay. And she is this big internet, big top queen.
And you met her?
I spoke to her over the phone on Friday.
Right.
And I was talking to her, and I was talking to Larry's lovely wife, Liz, I believe, about doing something with his publication for the Man Show, et cetera, et cetera.
Is this back to the toilet thing again?
Yeah, I'm going back to the toilet with
Larry.
You're
getting back to the genius part.
He worked this on Hugh Hefner. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Don't worry, though. Larry, I know where my real friends are. That old prude Hef didn't want me to do it, but Larry welcomes a good publicity I'll bring to his publication. And the thing I like about Larry is people don't know. They always think Hustler with Larry, but they don't think Busty and many of the other, I think, 37 or so
Field
publications.
Stream, yachting.
Yeah, it's yachting. It's a bunch of computer magazines. So anyway, I was talking to Danny Ash, who's this knockout blonde with a huge rack on her, about helping me out with this. And she said, that's fine. And she said I could log on to her website and I needed to choose a screen name so that she could put it in her computer so that I could log on for free, because this is how she makes her money. And she said, what would your screen name be, or what would your code name be? And I said, I'm going to jack off would be my name, because every time I go on a computer, I mean, let's face it. And she said, well, that's too many words. So I said, I-G-J-O. Igjo, and she went, Igjo it is. And
the first conversation you've had with this young lady.
Right. So now everyone can just log on as... I'm going to jack off. Yeah, check that out. Thank you. See, I love the kids. Becky?
Genius.
Thank you. You're 15. What's up?
I want to know if condoms worked in water. Like, if you were going to have sex in a pool or jacuzzi or something, would they work? Like...
I've heard some concern about the heat in the jacuzzi after too long a period of time, but in general, there's no specific problem with the condom in the pool other than keeping it on, making it work right.
Yeah, woman's vagina is dirtier than any pool I've been in, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, 15. Don't let him talk to you like that.
Can't you guys just do it on a lounge chair? Do you have to get in the pool with the condom?
I wasn't saying I was getting in the pool. I was just
talking about a friend?
You're 15.
Uh-huh.
Just planning stages.
I see. All right, Becky.
Thank you.
All right, enjoy yourself. All right. What I do,
by
is...
By the way, the show's called Love Line, right? Now, when are we going to get the question about the love part? That's what I'm waiting for, Bill. Like two people saying, you know, a question about how we're going to fall in love, stay in love, how do we maintain passion, romance in a relationship, how do I sweep a girl off her feet, you know, should I write her a poem, should I, like, pull a Cyrano de Bergerac outside her window, how am I going to make her swoon, make her melt or something?
And get those kinds of questions.
Yeah, they don't draw the kind of numbers that the cornholing questions.
Okay,
Amanda?
I apologize.
I have a question. When I masturbate, sometimes I bleed, but I don't bleed all the time.
And that can be normal. Are you on the pill?
No, I don't have sex or anything.
Are you on medication or the pill?
No, huh?
Any history of ovarian cyst or endometriosis?
No.
17.
Are your periods normal? Regular?
Yeah.
Regular.
Are you using your hand or some barbecue equipment? No, just hand.
Don't worry. It can be a normal thing. Sexual activity can stimulate bleeding in some women.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right. I don't bleed when I masturbate, but the crucifix I have hanging on the wall,
yeah,
that'll bleed on occasion when I'm masturbating. Very eerie.
Well, okay. Tears frequently.
Tears, constant tearing, but occasionally some bleeding about the ankle and wrist. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Thank you. Larry's trusty bodyguard just ran out to the Bentley and grabbed me some pornography.
Yeah, but on the subject of Larry's publications, we were discussing off-air, all of us here in the studio, mm-hmm. that there is this great sort of this desire for...
Asian Fever. Is this one of your publications, Larry? Just have that floating around.
No, it's not my publication.
I see. Wow.
Since there is a desire also for intimacy, Larry, you're a businessman. You've been very successful. Are you going to come out with a magazine in which I would participate, a serious magazine also about relationships, giving advice to people who want to know how to, you know, all the questions that I get or people like Drew get?
I tell you,
are you kidding
all
me?
The demographics indicate, and I, believe me, I know I've had 25 years not only in publishing but in magazine distribution business as well. And when I started in business 25 years ago, there was 1,500 magazines on the newsstand. Today, there's over 4,000. And everybody is buying for a full-cover display where you can only have a few magazines on a given newsstand. So what the retailers will do, you know, is they'll relegate you to obscurity unless your magazine is selling. And the problem is, although you have a good idea, and there will be a market for it, the market is not large enough to really sustain you in the marketplace.
Well, look at I'm the matchmaker-in-chief for the websites called Matchnet.com, AmericanSingles.com. One of the amazing things is, it's not just porn that's flourishing on the internet, it's matchmaking. People who really want to find a serious relationship.
Right,
and
so they can cornhole each other.
No, yeah. Most of these sites are very serious. On AmericanSingles.com, you can't be voyeuristic, there's no nude pictures or anything like that. And the market is huge. I mean, Match.com.
All right, listen, I got three pages in the Hustler, already chicks taking a leak. There you go. I told you. All right, and I'm going to peruse Asian Fever and the...
So my serious relationship magazine died
horrible
after
idea.
5 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Larry, is it over?
Yeah, it's been over.
Okay.
It has been over. All right, we will take ourselves a little break here. Larry Flint is our guest, also Rabbi Shmuley.
Adam, are you sticking around in the studio during the break or
no? I'll be going to the Quiet Serenity of the Westwood One bathroom with the Asian Fever publication in hand. And Drew, if I'm not back in time because I'm going for three, I'd like you to start the next segment. Okay, fair enough. We'll be back.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back before you know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on your Zone 105.
The next time you're sitting at work cruising the internet hoping your supervisor doesn't sneak up behind you,
Johnson!
Ask yourself,
well, if this job's so great, why am I sitting here wasting my time?
Then do this. Cruise over to zone105.com and find yourself a better job on our job search listing. Job Search is a listing of the best jobs in the area from leading companies like TCF Banks, Arcadia, United Defense, and more. You'll find everything from IT careers to third shift opportunities. Better hours, better pay, better company. It's all there at zone105.com. Once you find the site, look for Job Search and click. You're there. Job Search is a partnership of this station and Ludlow Advertising. Oh, and just a little tip. Face your monitor away from the hallway.
Now more than ever, businesses of all sizes are desperately seeking IT professionals. They are desperate because the people applying do not have the qualifications to match the position. If you are looking for a school that will provide you with the qualifications that make you employable, it's time you called MindLeap. MindLeap has recognized what most technical training schools are not offering their students: hands-on, instructor-led classes and a guarantee that they will become Microsoft certified. Learn in a comfortable environment where Microsoft certified technical trainers prepare each student for a career change through hands-on, project-based training using the latest in today's tools and technologies. Do you have little or no experience in computers, or are you thinking of a career change? Ask MindLeap about their A-plus certification training. This class is perfect for students with little or no computer experience and students interested in a career in computer networking. MindLeap's unique approach to learning will also provide you with many hours of hands-on training that is not commonly found at other schools. MindLeap is conveniently located at 8120 Penn Avenue South in Bloomington. Call MindLeap at 884-3167.
Just when you thought fajitas couldn't get any better, our cooks went into the kitchen and pushed the tortilla envelope. Introducing Chili's new Mushroom Jack Fajita with grilled chicken, sautéed mushrooms. That's right, sautéed mushrooms, Monterey Jack cheese, and smoky bacon. What do you get? A fajita like no other. Chili's new Mushroom Jack Fajitas. Beat to the beat of a different drum.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you monks, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Avon Skin Soft Bug Guard Plus keeps the bugs off and the sun away. Vitamin E and aloe are good for skin. Deep-free formulas bad for bugs.
Oh, there ain't no ticks on me. There may be ticks on some of you chicks, but there ain't no ticks on me.
For skin so soft, talk to your Avon representative or 1-800-4-AVON.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Star Wars, the magic of myth is at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts now through June 4th. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see original artwork, costumes, and the actual characters, props, and models used in creating the epic Star Wars film. For tickets, call Ticketmaster at 612-673-0404. It's time to check out the newest, coolest Dr. Martin shoes, boots, and sandals at Charmin Shoes in the Mall of America. While you're there, register to win a trip to see the Foo Fighters and Vertical Horizon in Las Vegas. From Doc Martin, Cajun McChicken sandwiches and double cheeseburgers are just 99 cents. You get more for your money. Did somebody say McDonald's? That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
So you're in trouble. Big trouble. Way overdrawn on your checking account. I mean, way overdrawn. Your rent is late. The census people are looking for you, and they mean it this time. Taxes? Don't even ask. You need to make a quick getaway. You want to get the heck out of the country. Well, is Italy far enough for you?
What the hell is this? That's a silly message.
Get your passport ready because we are going to help.
I want to make an offer again with you.
We want to send you to Milan, Italy to see Pearl Jam.
Yes, you heard that correctly. It's Pearl Jam in Italy. Thank you.
Oh,
Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 your credentials, including your three favorite Zone artists. Brian Oak and Mary Lucci will pick a winner Friday, April 21st. Pearl Jam in Milan, Italy. From Great Clips, Great Seats. Northwest Airlines sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
It is Loveline. Wait, Larry Flint had something to say. What was that, Larry?
I thought you were getting me over here for an hour.
Oh, really?
Here for an hour and a half.
You want to go, huh? Yeah, you can leave after this break if you want.
It's late.
Yeah.
You'd leave at 11, too, wouldn't you?
Come on. Of course. Especially at a Bentley waiting for me.
Now that he's got his magazine,
yeah.
He should leave now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could have left 10 minutes ago when your bodyguard dropped off this pornography. Well, Larry, if you don't mind, because I know you're busy, and we do appreciate you coming in here. Why don't you just ride out this last break about another 10 minutes, and then we'll cut you loose, and the rabbi's going to stay here and do the overnight.
I haven't left.
No, you're never going to leave.
This is a little shrine. It's a little synagogue now.
Jack?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering if there's any way to decrease your libido or stop masturbating.
What's going on there?
Well, I'm a Christian, and I really don't like to masturbate, but I find that I can't really control myself.
What are you actually down to, I guess we should say?
Let's see. Well, it's about 5 times a week.
Right. Yeah, you're sure doing it a lot for something you don't like to do that much.
Yeah.
Well, this is an interesting thing for Rabbi to touch.
Yeah, I mean, this is an issue I think a lot of religious people, or even people who just think that sexuality is something that should be...
Repressed.
Not repressed. No, I don't believe in sexual repression at all, honestly, and I'm not part of a tradition that believes in sexual repression. We believe in sexual expression.
But you're not a fan of masturbation either, are you?
One of the things I quote in Kosher Sex is that an amazing statistic that husbands who masturbate in marriage have more arguments with their wives, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because if you have a big argument with your wife, and often arguments lead to the best kind of sex because of the emotional distance that's been created, and eroticism is always predicated on distance. You can either apologize to your wife and say you're sorry and make love and kiss and make up, or you can go into the shower. So there's your choice. Often, masturbation becomes an excuse to avoid intimacy.
He's 16.
Right. Okay, obviously.
How many wives do you have, Jack, at 16?
No, at 16, it's slightly different. This is what I would suggest. First of all, don't get hung up with guilt about the whole sex thing. But what you can do is just keep your head involved in things that aren't always sexual. For example,
and remember, masturbation's not a crime.
No, it's not. But he's also saying, I mean, when we... Well, this is the perfect music for me. When I was studying to be a rabbi, one of the things that was very important to us was study. And there weren't a lot of girls around. We did not date. And sure, we thought about women. We were natural and human like anybody else. But we really tried to put our head into the books. We did not feel guilty about our desire or our lust, and we didn't see a little devil hiding behind all of it.
You're saying he masturbated a lot when he was studying.
No.
Into a book, I hear.
Yeah. Look, there's two kinds of guys, they say. One who denies they masturbate, the other one who...
Those who masturbate and those who lie.
That's right, okay. But it is true that I felt that I could turn my head to pursuits that I felt were very important to me. And at the age of 16, it was the acquisition of knowledge. What I hear in all these questions that people are calling up about, and we're discussing this off air as well, is that with all of these personal complications that people are calling in about, I have, you know, anal sex and oral sex and three boyfriends and threesomes, for goodness sake, besides the sexual issues, the issue is where does anyone have time to study, for goodness sake? When are you going to develop as a personality? The point is that adolescence is about the unfolding of your intellectual and emotional capacities. And if they're going to be stunted because all you're doing is putting up brush fires, if you become a forest ranger rather than a city planner, then you're not going to have the healthiest adulthood.
Let me make a different point, though. If they, hang on, he breathes, yes, he breathes. I've witnessed it.
he takes a big shot off a oxygen tank during the commercial, and then he exhales for 20 minutes.
What about an argument that not masturbating would create such incredible tension that the guys can't concentrate?
Yeah, I'm not sitting here. Look, I'm a realist, so I'm not sitting here saying, turn yourself into a pillar of stone and never feel anything. What I am saying is, A, don't get guilt-ridden about it, but you're asking, how can I reduce my obsession, and I'm saying to you, everything is mental. I believe that our principal sexual organ is our mind and not our genitals. So keep your mind on the subjects which you feel are worthwhile at your age.
I'm going to tell him how to do it. Take the pressure off yourself with the religious. Stop. He's obsessing about it. When you obsess, you do more. Yeah. It's like dieting. No, it's like picking at a scab or something. You know, you have a zit on your forehead. You say, don't pick at it, and then you start focusing on it, and then you start focusing on not messing with it. Next thing you know, you're messing with it.
Or food, dieting is another thing.
Yeah,
I'm dieting, I'm eating.
Yes, dieting is a great and a rare good example brought up by my partner, Dr. Drew. The way you lose weight is you just sort of forget about it, but you don't dwell on it, and that's what Jack is doing. So Jack, ironically enough named Jack, don't think about it so much, and don't freak yourself out, and I bet it'll level out.
Well, the alternative is to get married at 16 and lose all interest in sex.
Aliza?
Ta-dum-dum.
Aliza?
Hello?
There we go. You're 19.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Never make the rabbi wait on a on a rim shot, please. Go ahead, Aliza.
I beg your pardon?
I just wanted to say it's a relief to have someone else vent besides Adam on
the
radio.
Oh, the rabbi's a good talker.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Aliza.
I was talking to my friend last night, and we were kind of arguing about, she was saying that if you're giving, oral sex to a guy, there's a small chance that you get pregnant. And I was like, telling her, I was like, it's totally impossible, you know?
It's totally impossible.
Yeah,
is she 19 also?
Yeah.
I want to know how she conceived of it even as a possibility.
Well, the tooth fairy told her.
I was telling her, because, I was saying maybe there's a small chance you get, an STD or something, but...
Yes, you can get STDs that way, and the chances aren't that small, frankly, but... you ain't going to get pregnant.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
Okay, thanks.
All right, there. You're 19 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
She is. The other one was 19, too.
Yeah, I know, but you're calling to, sort of check out the story.
Yeah, Lisa's the fountain of wisdom.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, there.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. On hold for that one, everybody. Susie.
Yes.
You're 21. What's up?
Yes, I am. Hold on a second. I stopped to do dishes until I heard you guys come back, so...
I'm glad that we're sort of really engaging you over there.
Our callers riveted.
I've been wanting to ask this for, a long time. Pot and birth control pills, it's a bad mix, but what are the effects?
You can have a high kid.
Well, I've wondered if it affects the effectiveness of the birth control pill, and I don't know that it does. I've been looking for some data.
You would have heard of it if it did.
Yeah, although, that we do hear these people. No, I've not seen any pattern to suggest that it really affects the effectiveness of the birth control pill, though just about anything can, so it makes sense to me that it might.
I'm so glad that you're answering this question.
In terms of, I'm telling you that I don't know of any evidence that it does. And secondly, in terms of any adverse physical effects, no, there's no synergistic or additive effect of the two together. Each one has their own potential problem. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
Susie. So keep smoking that weed.
Like it. Yep. Thanks.
You're so hostile.
Yeah. Hey, Susie.
Yes?
Listen, we're sorry we took time out of your busy goddamn day to answer your crappy question. Why don't you clear up your attitude a little?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
That was a light reprimand.
That was light,
by
Adam.
That's the loving
thing. All right, Susie, get back to the Tupperware.
You know what? I have a lot of other things that I would like to go over, but I don't know how much time you guys have or how much you like to invest.
Well, if we liked you better, we might address another question, but we're not fond of you.
Give her one more, just for fun.
All right, one more.
I
forgiveness.
Right.
Where's your Christian love?
There you go.
Susie.
I'm lost.
Do you have another question?
Drew expects great things from this question.
Well, you guys usually, I have things listed that you guys usually ask. When you ask other people.
We know you have that history.
I'm sorry?
We know you got some stuff going on.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, you have an ambulance driving through your living room. We know that's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's kind of...
All right, Susie.
What the rabbi said about heart and body, that they need to become rock and be wholesome.
Ooh.
That speaks to me.
Uh-oh, well, you've been abused, so...
I like that.
Susie, you were abused?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's weird. Because and listen, I'm sorry for coming down on you, especially since you've been the victim of abuse. But you can get even when you're being nice. There's a little hostility in your voice
that we pick up on.
You're defensive.
You're a little.
Who can blame?
A little bit angry, and I'm guessing a man did you wrong at some point with this abuse when you were younger, and it's in you. I mean, you can feel it on you. is someone who's never spoken to you before.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
Dad.
Dad. He was my mom's fiance.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I was 7 years old when he left. It happened for 2 years.
Years.
I would love to find... I would like to find this man.
Right.
And look him in the eye and ask him why. But I know that there's no way.
But you see, so long
that
as
I
you...
would understand, there's no way I would understand his way of thinking because I know what's wrong.
Well, he was probably abused.
No, but you can take a certain amount of satisfaction in knowing that either he was abused or he has a brain tumor.
Yeah.
I mean, something.
I have family members that have also been abused by different people. And my biggest thing is they see these people. Family functions.
Yeah. Yeah, but what about...
And it doesn't bug them.
Your family's, the Adam family moved out of the neighborhood. Yeah,
we're the capital dysfunction.
Well, you got a fire engine going down your entry hall now.
We have a fire station, 3 houses.
No kidding. Hey, Susie. Listen, baby. Listen.
I'm sorry.
All right, that's all right. Listen to me. What about your mom? Are you angry at your mom for bringing this world-class a-hole home?
No.
Why not? I mean, I know you're angry at him, and you should be angry at him, but there are a-holes all over the place. She found this guy and brought him home to you.
Mom didn't know.
Mom was probably lonely and wanted a relationship.
I hate mom. I hate mom because... She just kicked him out. She didn't say anything.
All right.
She
hey,
didn't come home. It happened to her, and she
of course,
never...
Of course.
It's a pattern.
Hey, Susie.
Yes?
Stay on that birth control, baby.
Well...
Please.
You don't have any kids, do you?
I do.
No!
I have a gorgeous... No, check this out. I brag about this girl.
I know you brag about her, but...
Don't bring any predators around. Don't bring any guys around here.
Because
any guys you bring around are going to be predators. Seriously.
You get a dog from the pound, he's going to hump this kid. I don't trust your judgment. Her father what?
Her father is still around. And
No.
Not alone with her. Not alone with her, Susie. Swear to God. Anybody you pick, just be careful.
Oh, I'm trying to be, but it's like...
What kind of guy is her father?
Uh-oh. How much of an addict is he?
Oh, he's not an addict.
What is he?
He's older and is still at home.
He's older.
Still at home. All right, good. Hey, Susie?
Is he a responsible father? Does he support your daughter?
Financially, he's being made responsible. If not, he doesn't see her. We've had that agreement.
Beautiful. All right, Susie.
Don't leave him alone.
No more kids, please.
Oh, I'm trying not to.
Okay, good. And, hey, Susie, you love your kids so much, you can't be high all the time around her. Stop smoking the weed. Get off the weed.
Don't escape your pain. And what you just said, that your mother never said anything, you have a need for a release. You need an emotional release. An emotional escape is not going to provide that release.
And an intoxicated parent is an abandoning parent, by definition. The child experiences it that way.
But the good news is, if she ever falls asleep smoking a joint in bed, the fire department, which drives to her house every 10 minutes, will quickly extinguish the flame. You know, I was saying to someone the other day, how come you never hear about people falling asleep with a lit cigarette and lighting a mattress on fire anymore?
Oh, that happens all the time.
It does not happen like it used to happen. It used to happen all the time. I mean, it was always...
People don't smoke cigarettes much.
You would read the newspaper and it'd be like, what happened? Why did the apartment building burn down? Guy fell asleep smoking a cigarette. It was always some story about a guy falling asleep smoking. No one falls asleep smoking anymore.
Because people don't watch TV anymore. They channel surf. So they can't fall. They're always pushing the remote.
I long for a simpler time when people burn down casinos and apartments and other buildings and falling asleep.
I got something funnier than on the burning bed.
That's all.
This was on the Reuters Watch Service the other day. This woman was in bed with his jockey, and her husband comes in. So she convinces him to get under the bed. And her husband is this really huge guy. So, and they start having sex, but the bed collapses on
kill
the jockey, breaks his nose, you know. It hurts him real bad.
Oh,
man, that's to the hospital. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's a good story.
That story proves that there's a God. That's what Larry is saying. That was divine punishment. It was retribution.
All right. Larry Flint is going to get out of here. He's stayed 44 minutes longer than he wanted to.
I want to correct one thing that I said earlier about Robert Shearer moderating the debate tomorrow. He's a professor from USC, not UCLA.
Ooh, yes.
I said that.
I see. All right.
The debate's tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m.
That is duly noted. USC is a much worse academic school than UCLA. Thank you for that correction, Larry. Larry Flint, thank you very much for coming in. All you kids, go out there, get yourself a subscription to yachting or a computer or Wild China Woman, whatever whatever strikes your fancy.
You know, my 32 magazines I published, my second largest selling magazine is a magazine called Tips and Tricks. The average reading age is boys of 15 years of age. And it's a computer gaming magazine.
Oh, really?
It's the largest one in the country.
And that's
size.
Number two.
Number three is Yachting Rabbis.
Next to Hustler, it's the most profitable of all of them. You know, and people never mention that because when they write stories about me, they're only interested in mentioning Hustler or Bustler.
Well, I always explain that you have all those publications, but I'm only interested in Busty. We have to take ourselves a break. I'm guessing the rabbi will hang out.
Announce our debate, 7:30 tomorrow night.
There you go.
Theater.
I was about to say that, Rabbi. And we'll be back after this.
Let's have some more fun.
Okay, let's do it. Call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline, we'll be right back.
Well, here's how it sounds.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Groove. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Gaddy's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gaddy's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gaddy's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gaddy's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gaddy's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gaddy's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gaddy's Saloon and Eatery. Devani, the Twin Cities' most progressive group of restaurants, is now hiring both full and part-time in-store and delivery positions. And I know, everybody's hiring. You can get a restaurant or delivery job anywhere, but you can't get Devani's flexibility just anywhere.
Whether it's 8, 10, 12 hours a week or whatever, I'm able to pick up hours around my class schedule. Devani's is very cool about that because they're an education-first employer.
And when Devani's talks about a great work environment, they mean it.
It's great working at Devani's. I was all worked up about taking a second job for a little extra cash, but Devani supports that. And a lot of people there do the same thing, so it kind of creates camaraderie.
So whether you're thinking about a little extra money or just need to pick up a part-time job to go along with school, Devani's will work for you. To find out more, stop into any one of the 17 Twin Cities Devani locations or apply online at Devani's.com.
Parents, Dr. Martin's is once again leading our children down a disturbing path. They're asking our precious youth to try on their open-air wear summer sandals to qualify for a trip to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas to see the Foo Fighters. Just listen to this belt.
You know you make me break.
Catchy. I wonder what it says backwards. What a clever little contest, Dr. Martin. Try on sandals, win a trip to Las Vegas. See a rock group fight the heads off small woodland creatures. Sounds fun. I'll make sure I pack my little Susie a hoochie top so she can meet a special friend from the band.
The Doc Martens Cool Shoes Hot Music Getaway with the Foo Fighters and special guest Vertical Horizon. No purchase necessary. See stores for details. For a preview of the coolest venue in Vegas, visit the Bikini Cam at HardRockHotel.com.
Bikini Cam. It's wholesome.
Register to win at Bay Street Shoes and Track and Trail. See stores for official rules.
Hello.
Hey, is this Heather?
Yes, who's this?
It's me, Doug. We met at a party the other night, and I told you I was going to call you.
Doug?
Yeah, cool. I knew you'd remember. Say, I was wondering if you want to get together tomorrow.
I have school tomorrow.
School?
School. You know, Dunwoody Institute.
Yeah, but school is for...
For people who want to get ahead and be a success?
Yeah, but don't you have to, like...
Learn skills in high-demand fields?
No, I mean, wouldn't you rather, you know...
Rather be working a dead-end job instead of getting training in a rewarding career that will someday result in me throwing your pathetic resume into the overflowing trash bin labeled loser?
Yeah?
No.
Playing hard again, huh?
Call Dunwoody Institute today for information about interesting careers in fields like auto collision, welding, or civil technology. Call 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Larry Flint is rolled out of the building and into the Bentley, and the rabbi is still left behind. Again, the big debate tomorrow night, 7:30, Wilshire Theater. Bring the kids, and we'll hop back on the phones. Cavi?
Hey.
You're 23 years old.
Yep.
You're obsessed with your schizo-alcoholic boyfriend.
I'm not obsessed, but I've got issues I don't know how to handle.
All right.
Basically, I met him. He seemed normal. We started dating. I realized he was not so normal. On a weekly basis, he changes his mind whether or not he wants the relationship.
And so why do you hang in?
I don't know. I'll be done with him. I'll block him from calling me. I will brace myself and say I have too good of a mind to handle this from somebody. And then
guess, the dad that was alcoholic and came and left the family.
Huh?
Where's your dad?
My dad is in Indiana somewhere, and I hope he stays.
There it is.
No,
and did he do some...
He's not an alcoholic. He didn't abandon me. He and my mom were married for years and years and years before my mom passed away.
What?
He did abuse me.
He did abuse you?
He did.
In what way? Didn't you just
sexual.
Say he didn't abuse me?
I thought you just said he didn't abuse you.
No, he didn't. He's not an alcoholic. He didn't abandon me.
But he
was abusive.
Well, he wanted you around so he could do things to you.
Exactly.
What did he do to you?
Well, to make a long story short, every night that my mom was in the hospital dying, he would come into my bedroom and make me perform oral sex on him.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
How did I know you were going to say
that? Part of the grieving process. Please.
Oh, boy.
How dare you accuse him of being a bad father?
I'm doing okay. I've cut off all ties with him.
All right, good. Kathy?
He was using no substances at the time?
No.
Oh, please. How?
He's older. He's like 72. Listen to me. Yeah?
You can... And how old were you at the time?
Well, my mom passed away when I was 19.
Mm.
The first time she was hospitalized, I was 14. So it went on for a good 5 years.
Mm. 5 years. How is it that you go in and get oral sex from your own daughter and not at least have a few shots of booze in you?
Because he's sick and twisted.
I know,
that's what I tried to tell you before. Freud thought that all these women were lying to him, that they were fantasizing about their fathers, but they weren't.
We know how common it is. We deal with it every night.
Oh, my God.
But the fact that she has chosen a severe alcoholic leads us to believe this.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. This is it in a nutshell. He's not... I didn't believe he was an alcoholic. My brother was an alcoholic. I've witnessed it.
Okay, well, now, wait a minute.
Was your mother an alcoholic?
No.
Your dad was a boozer.
He has to be. Because the gene has to come from somewhere.
But I've never once seen my parents drink in my whole life.
Never seen them use alcohol.
And I came from a nuclear family. I mean, I never once saw my dad abuse a substance at all.
Well, then deal with Adam's question. Weren't you surprised when your father came in while your mother was... ill and demanded this, and what was your reaction? Was this a normal behavior? Did you ask him for an explanation? Did you resist him?
Well, yeah, I resisted him, of course, but I was shocked. I never thought it would happen. I mean, I was always like my mom's child. My dad kind of resented me for that. I was a spoiled brat growing up. I was the overachiever in school, and my dad resented that for some reason.
So, and he would come, so for 5 years he went into your room for oral sex.
And he scared me.
Right.
Into keeping it secret. I just now came clean with it about a year ago.
Wow. He came into your room for oral sex for 5 years.
Only when she was in the hospital, but it would be a nightly thing while she was in the hospital, and she was in the hospital. When she finally died, she got up to the point where she was in the hospital a couple times a month.
Oh, my God. I could just see your mom going, I feel a spell coming on, and you're going, oh, Christ. Mm-hmm. You know,
my mother was an angel. If she were around, she would have stopped this. But
all right, but hold on.
She never suspected anything?
She brought this guy in.
No. Well,
hold on.
I have two older sisters, and according to him, nobody would have ever believed what I said because he raised two girls before me.
All right,
and they were not abused.
All right, but
that could be.
And you never told your mom this?
No.
My mom
was kind of the buffer between my father and I, so...
I know, but listen, how can mom be an angel when she marries the devil.
Yeah.
I never believe that. I know she, something happened, someone's boozing, something happened to mom. Well, who cares? The point is if you pick a guy, we don't like him.
Yeah.
And especially if he's a schizoid drunk.
This is why you can't give it up. Go to,
break up.
Yeah, you've got to stop this.
Well, let me just understand. So how should someone like her find someone? You got, she can't trust her.
Open the phone book and throw it at a fan.
Yeah, she can't.
Really?
First of all, if she's really attracted, not good.
Overwhelming attraction to a man, that is bad news.
That's reparative. That's, she's trying to repair something with that. But try to look, be a little more objective about guys, look for guys that, you know, be very slow with relationships and get therapy.
Should she employ the use of a third party?
Yeah, sure. But get therapy.
It's a fourth and fifth party. A nice Jewish boy would work.
Good Jewish matchmaker.
We'll take a break.
What's up?
Bye-bye. Loveline, we'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park are making life easier for those of you who want to drive a new Volkswagen. For example, there's something about that Passat GLS Turbo that speaks right to the core of who you are. And that's great. So you're looking, and then you find too many different deals and too many different dealerships. And that's where Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park come in. They have the same great incentives at the same time. Like that Passat GLS? Get it now with low 3.9% financing. Or how about a Cabrio GL or GLS with even lower 1.9% financing? And you'll find the Jetta GL nicely equipped at only $17,225. It's simple. If you live in the south, head for Burnsville Volkswagen on Highway 35W and Cliff Road. And if you're further north, go to Westside Volkswagen on Highway 100 and Cedar Lake Road in St. Louis Park. Brian Oak will be out in the BW Cruiser with prizes at Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park from noon to 2 this Saturday. Drivers wanted at Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men. Men 18 and older for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
Scientists know that the right side of the brain sparks creative thinking, but the process is still, well, mystifying. Where do great ideas come from anyway? At the Art Institutes International Minnesota, great ideas begin in our classrooms. They happen in studios and computer labs, and they come from faculty working with students who are learning how to express their unique vision and talent. If you are interested in exploring some great ideas of your own and a career in the creative and applied arts, then you should attend our open house on Saturday, April 29th. Explore the programs we offer, including computer animation, graphic design, multimedia and web design, interior design, and the culinary arts. Learn about career opportunities, meet with faculty, and take a tour of our facilities. Call the Art Institutes International Minnesota today at 1-800-777-3643 and ask for details on our open house on Saturday, April 29th. That's 1-800-777-3643.
In 1997, Comedy Central South Park changed television forever. Now, beginning April 5th, South Park will change television forever.
Oh my God, you guys!
With new episodes, new shows, and even more new episodes.
I see on Rational Thought, you guys!
South Park will change television forever.
I'm invincible! I'm omnipotent! Dude, no, ouch, jeez.
South Park, changing television forever. New episodes begin Wednesday, April 5th at 10, 9 Central, only on Comedy Central.
Can't make it out to Popular Creeps, but still want to hear the show? Would you like to listen to Freedom Rock while you surf the web? Then check out Zone105.com. It's where you can get all the latest information on our specialty shows.
Yeah, you know, like, we'll be playing next on Popular Creeps, or we'll be on Modern Rock Live. Inquiring minds want to know. It's all happening at Zone105.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey,
It is Dr. Drew. Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel.
Well, then you probably ran out of phlegm by now.
I did.
Say my name.
Thanks for coming in again, Rabbi. We'll see you, what, next week?
Tomorrow.
Everyone, go check out the Rabbi and the Pornographer, Lock and Antlers, and well, Lock and Horns and Yarmulkes over at the fabulous Wilshire Theater in Beverly Hills. That's tomorrow, 7:30.
Or you can follow it on BeliefNet.
Or you can follow it on BeliefNet.
And you can read my stuff on AmericanSingles.com and JDate.com, which are Jewish and mainstream dating venues for people who want serious relationships.
Thank
Every
you.
Every story, a happy ending.
Thank you, Rabbi. We'll see you soon, and again, thanks for showing up.
I'll let you guys into my studio.
Thank you. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Hey, well, I'm, you know, having anal sex with my boyfriend, and I just, I don't want to, he wants to go all the way with me.
Well, now.
This has been Loveline. The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins and Gold. Now, please enjoy these birds.
The alternative radio revolution lives on.
Yeah.
KCNR Lakeville, KCNT Cambridge, KCNC Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.